Ezekiel chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken, who used to be the gates of the people, she is turned to me, and I will be replenished, now she's laid waste, for this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, understand that I am against you, O Tyrus, and I will cause many nations to come up against you, like the sea causes its waves to come up. And they will destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers. And I will also scrape her dust from off of her, and make her like the top of a rock. It will be a place for the spreading out of nets in the midst of the sea, because I've spoken, says Sovereign Yahweh. And it will become a spoil to the nations, and her daughters, who are in the field, will be killed by the sword, and they will know that I am Yahweh. For thus says Sovereign Yahweh, understand that I will bring down upon Tyrus Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, a king of kings from the north, with horses, and with chariots, and with horsemen, and companies, and many, many people. And he will kill with the sword your daughters in the field. And he'll make a fort against you, cast a mount against you, and lift up the buckler against you, and he will set engines of war against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust will cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of the horsemen, and because of the wheels, and because of the chariots, when he will enter into your gates, like men who enter into a city in which has been made a breach. With the hoofs of his horses will he tread down all your streets, and he will kill your people with the sword, and your strong garrisons will go down to the ground, and they will make a spoil of your riches, and make a prey of your merchandise. And they will break down your walls, and destroy your pleasant houses, and they will lay your stones, and your timber, and your dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of your songs to cease, and the sound of your harps will no longer be heard. And I will make you like the top of a rock, and you'll be a place to spread nets upon. You will no longer be built, for I, Yahweh, have spoken, says Sovereign Yahweh. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh to Tyrus, Will not the isles shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded cry out, when the slaughter has been made in the midst of you? Then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their embroidered garments, and they will clothe themselves with trembling, and they will sit upon the ground, and tremble at the moment, and be astonished at you. And they will take up a lamentation for you, and say to you, How have you been destroyed, who used to be inhabited by seafaring men, the renowned city that was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, who caused their terror to be on all who haunt it. Now will the islands tremble in the day of your fall. Yes, the islands that are in the sea will be troubled at your departure. For thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, When I will make you a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I will bring up the deep upon you, and when great waters will cover you, when I will bring you down with those that descend into the pit, with the people of old time, and set you in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate since ancient times, with those that go down to the pit, so that you are not inhabited, and I will set beauty in the land of the living. I will make you a terror, and you will be no more. Although you are sought for, still you will never be found again, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.